This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. A Jefferson County Sheriff's Sergeant who responded to the Evergreen High School shooting has resigned after admitting he showed up to the incident intoxicated. An internal investigation found other SWAT officers smelled alcohol on Sergeant Anthony Hamilton and saw he appeared disoriented during the September 10th response. Hamilton later told investigators he drank, quote, the better part of a 12-pack that morning. The sheriff's office says his conduct fell far outside its standards. Two students injured in that shooting have since returned home. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold has rejected a new request from the DOJ for sensitive voter information, Kyle McKinnon reports.
Federal officials asked the Secretary of State's office this week to share unredacted data that includes voters' birth dates, home addresses, and partial Social Security numbers. In a statement, Griswold said the Justice Department has no legal right to the information and can, quote, take a hike. The request comes as Colorado waits for answers on how the Trump administration is using voter data it collected from states this summer. Griswold and nine other secretaries of state asked federal officials last month whether the information is being shared with the Department of Homeland Security. Griswold says they haven't received a response.
That was Kyle McKinnon reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Big changes to how the federal government funds homelessness and housing programs are raising alarms, and advocates warn the fallout could be severe. Denverites Kyle Harris.
The Department of Housing and Urban Development is radically reducing the amount of money for permanent supportive housing. These are homes for people with disabilities that may need lifelong support. Instead, funding will go to transitional housing for people living on the streets, group shelters, and outreach workers. Advocates say that in Colorado, thousands living in permanent supportive housing may lose their homes. Nationwide, more than 170,000 people could be evicted. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.